May 21st, 2005. This is Wikinews. And in breaking news, the World Health Organization, WHO, announced Wednesday that an outbreak of viral hemorrhagic fever by way of Marburg virus in Angola has claimed the lives of 311 Angolans. The outburst can be traced back to October 2004. The great majority of cases have originated in the Uige province, and WHO estimates that 75% of the cases have occurred in children under the age of 5 years old. From the WHO, Marburg virus disease has no vaccine or curative treatment, and it can be rapidly fatal. In the present outbreak, most deaths have occurred between 3 to 7 days following the onset of symptoms. Past outbreaks indicate that close contact with bodily fluids of infected people, as may occur in healthcare settings or during burial practices, increases the risk of infection. This is the largest recorded outbreak of Marburg viral hemorrhagic fever in history. And now on to today's headlines. A public meeting by Cuban dissidents was held in a rare celebration of Cuba's Independence Day on Friday. Although Cuban President Fidel Castro had been expelled and refused entry to several European observers before the meeting started, police did not crack down on the peaceful protests by nearly 200 people. Called the Assembly to Promote Civil Society, the meeting was to promote peaceful change and lay groundwork to introduce democracy in Cuba. Planning for the meeting was done by several leading Cuban dissidents and former prisoners, including Martha Beatriz Roque Cabello, René Gómez Manzano, and Félix Bonet Cacarces. Controversy accompanied the event, and many dissidents did not attend because invitations to some Miami, Florida groups were thought to promote violent reform. Castro expressed disapproval of the event, complaining of opposition groups that are bankrolled by the United States. Previous meetings, planned as long ago as 1996, were canceled due to government crackdowns, arrests, and the shooting down of 2 planes. Fidel Castro, speaking to CNN about the rally, said, "Those who attack us don't represent more than a fraction of 1%. You, the foreign news media, have helped create them." This is the 103rd anniversary of Cuba's independence, a day that was observed with celebration until Castro took over in 1959 and introduced the rule of communism. U.S. President George W. Bush sent his greetings to those celebrating Cuban independence in a videotaped message. Bush said, "As we observe Cuba's independence today, we look forward to the day when Cuba is free, and my administration supports efforts to hasten that day's coming. The tide of freedom is spreading across the globe, and it will reach Cuban shores." The U.S. Senate also passed a resolution Tuesday extending its support and solidarity to the participants of the historic meeting and calling for the international community to support the Assembly in its mission to bring democracy and human rights to Cuba. The planned 2-day meeting is being held openly in a garden belonging to one of the organizers on the outskirts of Havana. Cuban spies are probably on hand observing the action. 2 weeks ago, in Valencia, Spain, teacher Jorge Cortel was fired for defending the use of peer-to-peer networks. He had been teaching the class Intellectual Property, among other subjects, at Polytechnic University of Valencia for the past 5 years. Today in History, provided by Wikipedia. In 1674, John Sobieski was elected by the Szlachta to be king of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. In 1881, the American Red Cross was established by Clara Barton. In 1894, the Manchester Ship Canal was officially opened, linking the city of Manchester to the Irish Sea. In 1927, aboard the Spirit of St. Louis, Charles Lindbergh completed the first solo non-stop transatlantic flight. In 1991, former Indian Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated by a female suicide bomber. Today's fact, provided by Wikipedia. Willie Munzenberg was known as the Red Millionaire because he combined high living with communist propaganda. Thank you for joining us for today's segment. Join us again tomorrow for more headlines, news, facts, and anniversaries. And next week we will have our very first special report. I'm Nicholas Skirta. If you wish to contact the staff of this broadcast, please send an email to audiowikinews@gmail.com. If you wish to contribute to Wikinews, please visit www.wikinews.org or call area code 206-339-WIKI. That's area code 206-339-8454. Wikinews is a nonprofit independent news site run by the nonprofit Wikimedia Foundation.